Hi, friends. Welcome back to another solo episode of Keep Finance Queered. Couple of quick announcements before we get into the episode. Number one is we had the incredible V from Under the Desk News on for last week's episode. So if you haven't checked that out, you definitely should. We had such an incredible conversation. And second announcement is we are officially halfway to our fundraising goal for the Queered Pride Month Scholarship. So thank you so much to everyone who has already donated. If you are not sure what I'm talking about, you can check out the show notes for more information on the Pride Month scholarship, but essentially we are raising money to give to LGBTQIA plus folks in financial need. So you can donate with the link down in the show notes. You can also apply with the link that is down there. And if you're not able to donate and if you're not eligible to apply, I would love if you could share some of the social media posts on Instagram or TikTok, tell your friends, tell your family, just get the word out so that people that may be needing that can actually apply for the scholarship. So very exciting. We're halfway there and let's keep pushing and get all the way to our goal of $2,500. How many of you have gone on a trip and told yourself that you just want to enjoy it and that it's about the experience and kind of just forgot about the money or just put stuff on your credit card without thinking? And then when you come home, you're in debt, you have a large balance on your credit card, and you're trying to catch up for months. I've been there too. I know what it's like. I used to literally use my student loans to go travel, and I would always tell myself, like, I just want to have a good time. It's a once in a lifetime experience that I'm here and I don't want to hold back. And while I understand where that's coming from, I want to talk about in this episode how to create small scale getaways and experiences for yourself and how to kind of travel on a budget. But we're going to be focusing more on the idea of creating an experience for yourself rather than just like travel on a budget tips. So this is going to be more for going away somewhere close by and less about jumping on a plane and budgeting for a trip to Europe. So before I dive into the rest of this podcast episode, I want to take this opportunity to use my platform to urge you to be mindful of where you are going on vacation and where you're traveling. Hawaii is an example of a popular tourist destination that has been begging people and trying to educate people to not come to visit. They have been telling tourists, please stay away. Tourism leads to overcrowding, environmental damage, and a higher cost of living for locals. There's so many other places you can travel, and right now Hawaii is saying, please do not come as a tourist. Please do your research and make sure that you are going to places where you are going to be supporting the community there rather than harming the community. And wherever you're traveling, please always be respectful of locals. And again, do research so you know what is and isn't respectful for that local community. You don't need to spend a ton of money to create an experience for yourself. So let's talk about vacationing on a budget and creating an experience for yourself on a budget.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Sydney.
My name is Rebecca.
I'm an autistic gay woman.
I'm Jane. I'm a first generation Latina.
I am a single mom and a survivor of domestic abuse.
I am an ADHD plus sized millennial.
On the autism spectrum, I'm ADD, creating other problems in itself.
Even though I bring in decent money, I struggle with staying ahead of everything.
I am now struggling to pay off my debt.
My traumatic brain injury means that it's hard for me to concentrate long enough to sort out my finances.
The hardest time managing my finances.
My parents were never able to teach me.
I love my Starbucks habit and I'm not giving it up.
I am someone who loves to travel, and me and my girlfriend both love to travel. And of course, during the pandemic, we weren't able to do any traveling. And now that things are opening up again, we are looking to do some more traveling, but we also don't necessarily feel super comfortable yet flying to Europe or Asia or things like that. And we're looking for more close to home travel. And we're also on a bit of a budget right now because we're saving for a lot of other things like engagement rings and potentially buying a home in the future and things like that. So we've gotten really good over the pandemic with budgeting for experiences and creating incredible experiences for ourselves that don't necessarily cost a lot of money and that aren't even very far from home or maybe are even at home. So that's what I want to talk about in this episode. I have a total of 9 tips for you if you're looking to travel or create an experience close to home and some general money saving tips as well. So the first thing I want to start with is the 3 tips I have for you if you are looking to really create an experience and maybe not go on a big trip or spend a lot of money. The first thing is that you want to focus on the experience and what kind of experience you want to create for yourself. So you want to be really clear about what it is that this trip or this getaway is going to provide for you, what you want it to provide for you. So do you want it to be a relaxing experience? Do you want it to be adventurous? Do you want it to be romantic? Like, are you going on this trip solo with your best friends, with your family, with your significant other? Like, who are you going to be with? And like, what's the general vibe, I guess, of the experience that you're wanting to have? And this is an important first step because this will help you be really clear on what it is you're seeking, like what it is, what's the end goal of this experience. And that will allow you to make decisions that will align with that. And that'll make more sense as I go through the rest of the tips. Tip number two is decide what's most important to you. So based on the experience that you want to have that you just kind of thought about, what's the most important thing about this trip for you? For example, if you decided that you really want to have a relaxing trip, what is the most important thing about a relaxing trip for you? Like, what does that actually mean? Is it really important that you have a really amazing accommodation with a really comfy bed and like a clawfoot tub or a jacuzzi tub? Or is it really important that you're out in the middle of nowhere in like this little cabin in the woods? Like, what is relaxing for you and what makes, like, what's most important about that experience? And that will dictate kind of where you want to put your money. You're kind of asking yourself questions based on this experience that I want to have. What's the most important thing about that? And where should I be putting my money or most of my money that's going towards this so that I can create that experience for myself? If the accommodation, for example, is what's most important to you, then that's where you should be focusing your money. So maybe it's not about taking a long trip and getting on a plane and going somewhere far away. It's more important that you have this stellar Airbnb, this super sick place that, you know, checks all the boxes of what you want. That's why tip number two is crucial, because you want to decide what's important to you. And it might be more important to you that you get away out of wherever you live. Maybe you need to go to a big city, or you want to get to the ocean, and that might be more important. And therefore, putting your money towards flights might be more important, and you can kind of pick a cheaper accommodation. Tip number three is do the best you can with your budget. So you may not be able to have the dream trip that you would ideally want to have, but you can still create an amazing experience. And the great thing about this is that you won't go into debt and you won't break the bank and you won't be stressed for months. And especially right now with like inflation just being out of control and the cost of gas and groceries going up, it's really important that we're being aware of our financial decisions and setting ourselves up for long-term success. So now is not the time to go into more debt. You know, maybe you don't get to have the dream trip, but you can still do something incredible. This could be, you know, finding, like I said, an amazing Airbnb that's close to your home, but has like just such a cool interior, has like an amazing pool or something like that. You can be a tourist in your own city, you know, not even stay anywhere, just stay in your own house, but go do like touristy things, go do things you've never experienced before, try something new. Putting money into doing activity or experience, like maybe like skydiving or something that you've always wanted to do, but just never done before. Work within your budget to create an amazing experience. So now I want to move into some general money saving travel tips. Number four is to plan ahead. So the longer time frame you have before you want to go, the more time that you can prepare financially. And it also gives you more opportunities to find a deal. Plan ahead for the trips that you want to have as best you can. And that allows you to start putting money into a high yield savings account, into a travel fund to save up for the trip. And also, if you are looking for accommodation or looking for flights or looking for whatever it is ahead of time, it gives you more chances to find seat sales or to find a discount on something. And it gives you just more time, which is important and helpful when you're trying to find the best deal. Tip number five, which I just briefly touched on, was start saving money in a high yield savings account for travel. If you know what trip that you're going to take or what kind of experience you want to have for yourself, maybe you want to go to a spa, maybe you want to go to Italy, estimate what number you need to save. So how much is that trip going to cost? And do your best to estimate. Obviously, there's going to be some things that you might not know, but, you know, take into account the cost of food while you're there, accommodation, any sort of transportation, whether you're driving somewhere or flying somewhere, if you want to do any activities, anything like that, start really thinking about what that total number would be and then divide that number by the number of months you have until you leave. So let's say you want to go on a trip in January 2023. So right now it's June, so you would have about 6 months to save. So you would divide whatever your total was. Let's say the trip was going to cost $1,000. You would divide that by 6 months to figure out how much money you should be saving every single month in order to have that full $1,000 that you need when your trip comes in January. I really recommend doing that, whether you're going on a big trip or, again, like I said, just something close to home. If you have a high yield savings account started for that, you can put in an amount slowly every month. Even if you're not saving for a particular trip at this moment, if you know that you want to go on a trip and you like traveling, you can just start contributing to a travel fund so you have money in there. And that really helps take a lot of the stress off when you're on the trip. And then instead of having that mindset of like, I'm on a trip, I'm just going to enjoy myself and spend the money and worry about it later, you'll actually have money sitting in that account for your travel. And so you can do those experiences without feeling guilty and without stressing. Have you heard of Skip the Dishes? Well, the same Canadian founders that disrupted food delivery are now disrupting finance with Neo Financial. Neo has an industry-leading cashback credit card where you can get rewarded at thousands of partners in your area. I personally use the Neo MasterCard and I love how much cashback you can get. Use the link in the show notes to get $50 for signing up and have your digital card in 3 minutes or less. Tip number 6 is to travel at off times and be flexible about where you go. If you can travel at times that are not the most tourist heavy times, that will help you get more travel deals on both flights and accommodation. My girlfriend and I were actually supposed to go to the mountains that are only about an hour away from us this weekend for our anniversary. And so crazy, we ended up going to Victoria. We're taking a plane and going to Victoria because it ended up being cheaper for the plane tickets and for the accommodation in Victoria than it would cost for the accommodation in the mountains. So the weekend that we wanted to go was just so crazy busy. Like there is so, I don't know what it is, but everyone wanted to go that weekend. And so it was going to be like $1,500 for our accommodation, which is just so crazy. That's an example of like off times. Like we live really close, so we can go at a different time during the year where it's not super busy and we'll get way cheaper deals on accommodation. And then about being flexible where you go, this is another kind of travel hack. So if you're more flexible about where you want to go, like maybe you're thinking, okay, I want to have a adventure trip. I want something that's going to feel really adventurous. And that could be hiking or whitewater rafting, or that could be going to the ocean and surfing. So you're kind of really open-minded, which means that you might have more flexibility about where you're actually going for that. Because like I said, you could go to the ocean and go surfing. You could go to the Rocky Mountains and go hiking. And so if you're flexible about where you're going, that gives you more freedom to find the place with the best deal and go there. Tip number 7 is to save money on food by cooking some meals yourself or bringing your own snacks and drinks. This is a huge money-saving tip because usually when you go on a weekend getaway or a trip, you're buying all of your meals and that can add up really quick. If you bring some of your own snacks or own meals, like easy things, you know, like oatmeal and granola bars and muffins and things like that, that you can bring to maybe even eat breakfast, you know, without having to go somewhere. And obviously there's going to be times where you won't have like a fridge or anything. So you want to plan for that, but that can save you so much money. Another big one is buying alcohol, especially if you're going to a tourist destination, like a tourist town. Alcohol will probably be more expensive there. Like to give my example again, the Rocky Mountains, like Banff and Canmore are close to where we live, and alcohol is definitely more expensive there. So we can save money by bringing our own alcohol, bring our own bottle of wine with us on the trip because it'll be cheaper to buy it here in Calgary than to buy it in the Rocky Mountains. So things like that can really help save money just in general across the trip. Tip number 8 is plan free or low-cost activities. You don't have to, of course, make your whole trip with free activities. There might be some things that you really want to do. But again, this goes back to my point earlier about what's most important to you. If the most important thing to you was the accommodation, then maybe you compromise by doing more free or low-cost activities rather than doing some more pricier, expensive activities. But maybe the activities are more important to you. So you kind of stay at an accommodation that's kind of like meh, a budget accommodation, nothing fancy, and you put more money into the activities. Depends again on what's most important to you, but activities are another area where you can save a lot of money. And there's so many amazing free and low-cost activities to do basically everywhere. Do your research, you know, get on Google, get on Reddit, get on those travel blogs and figure out what are some amazing activities that you can do. Like I said at the beginning, you can still create such an incredible experience for yourself. Even if it's not exactly your dream trip, there's still so many other ways to just have an amazing time. My last tip, tip number 9, is to create a budget for the trip ahead of time. This will allow you to feel more in control and that you have more freedom to do the things that you want and not worry or stress about whether or not you have the money. Be clear about what your spending money is and also what the cost of the trip is. Map that out ahead of time. And even like I would recommend, you know, slightly, at least loosely estimating or mapping out what activities you might want to do and how much those cost, maybe some of the restaurants you really want to eat at, things like that, so that you have an idea of how you can have this trip and still feel like you're having an amazing time, you're doing the things you want to do, but you're also sticking to that budget you created for yourself and sticking to your financial goals. And this is a big shift that is not easy to make, to shift your mindset from like, I'm on a trip, I want to experience and do everything, to like, I want to stick within my budget. But honestly, it makes such a difference in the long run if you can get into the habit of giving yourself a budget and sticking to it and knowing when you are comfortable breaking that budget. Because there might be times where something really unexpected happens, you know, an amazing experience gets offered to you and it costs a little extra money, but you'll know in that moment if it's worth it, if it's something that you want to do. And having that budget ahead of time will allow you to really look at the numbers and analyze if it makes sense for you and kind of weigh the pros and cons. I can honestly say that you will probably still have an amazing time on your trip while sticking to your budget, and you won't have that stress and guilt and shame that you feel when you come back, and you won't be, you know, stressed about money for months afterwards. To me, it just feels like the short-term gain on that trip does not equal like the long-term repercussions. And I would rather spend a little bit less, still have an amazing experience just on a lower budget, and then go home and not feel bad and just bounce right back and start planning for the next trip. That's just my little 2 cents there, but I know how hard it is when you're on a trip, you want to do everything. But this is just kind of your reminder that there are so many ways to create amazing experiences and just really have an amazing time without spending a lot of money. I encourage you to explore areas that are close to home. Where can you go on a road trip or take a bus to? What's like, or what's on a very quick flight? Where can you fly to within an hour? What's something nearby, a cool city that you've never been to or a town you've never been to? And sometimes it might literally be going to the middle of nowhere, but you're going to an amazing accommodation. Like on Airbnb, there are so many cool homes that are available that are just entire experiences in themselves. Like you're out in the middle of a forest, but there's this like hot tub built into the forest, and then there's hot springs, and there's like a kayak for you to go in the river, and there's like so many things for you to do just in this forest in the middle of nowhere. Things like that. There's probably a lot of experiences around you that you don't even realize. So I encourage you to do a little bit of research there and get creative with the trips you're going on, and bringing it back to the beginning, think about what it is that's most important to you, what you want to gain out of this experience. Like, what is the vibe you're going for, and make your decisions around that. That was this week's episode on how to create small scale getaways for yourself, how to create amazing experiences for yourself. I am so excited because my girlfriend and I are celebrating our anniversary this weekend. We are going to Victoria. It's going to be incredible. And actually, we will be in Victoria when this podcast episode goes live. So super excited for that. Definitely make sure you're following me on Instagram and TikTok, because there will be lots of things from the trip. I'm thinking about doing like a what I spend in a day for every day on the trip. So if you want to keep up with that, make sure you're following me on all social media platforms. And I have a big ask of all of you, but if you've been listening to the podcast and you've been enjoying it, I would love if you would take literally 5 minutes to just rate and review the podcast. Leave a review on Apple or Spotify. It really helps so much with the success of the podcast, and it really means so much to me. So if you have some time to do that, I would really, really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Now go create an incredible trip for yourself. Okay, bye. Thank you. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, we'd love it if you would share a screenshot on your social media and tell us what you loved about it. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can subscribe to the show, rate, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I will be donating $1 for every review left in the first 6 months to organizations that our podcast guests have chosen. Thank you for listening, and remember to keep finance queered.